Success is recognition.
Success is tangible progress.
Success is monetary gain.
Success is reward.
Success is completion.
Success is
fulfillment.
Success is ephemeral.
Success is
excessive.
Success is the thing that drives me. But remember, you can't drive a cart with a carrot.
Success is really the only goal I have left. But remember, when that's finished, I have nothing.
Success is what I'm capable of. But remember, I have no proof of that. It's just an assumption I must make as something alive.
Pick up a bottle of success today. 2 for 1. Or 1 for 2.
I've done a lot of them, but success is my favorite drug.
Oh, I'd hurt somebody for success. I mean, I would annihilate them. I'd hold them down and chew a hole through one side of their neck and out to the other.
If you rearrange the letters in the word success, and then rearrange them again, and again, and again, until they're back to the way they were originally, it spells out the word success.
It's Patricia. It was their idea. Patricia. Idea. It's Patricia. This was their idea. I hate mirrors. Stupid, weak, stupid, useless, failure, broken pieces.
We can all make a plan.
I can't do this anymore.
Need some help?
Hey! Jeez, what the... private breakdown here!
Whatever you say, don't mind me. You just do you. Breathing a bit hard there, huh?
Yeah, well, take it up with nutrition and their fiber shortage.
The shortage ended months ago, Bethany. The injections can't help if you always choose the meat discs.
Are you that stall therapist I've heard about? I didn't bring the coupon.
So, if it's not a breakdown, it's a what? A breakout? Just a tough waste removal session?
Those aren't always mutually exclusive.
That's good. That's really good. I like you, Bethany.
Enough to stop talking to me?
It's that sharp little attitude that keeps me coming back for more.
Look, no offense, I don't know you. I don't care about you. And if I had one wish right now, it would be that you disappear.
Liar.
Will you? Just everybody! All of you, why? What good does it do you? What good does it get you to just go? time. Always with this crap.
I think if you had one wish, it would be to make yourself disappear.
Wow. Congratulations. You've twisted my words. You must be very smart. I hope that brings you nothing but joy, total fulfillment. Also, I'm pretty sure there's only one stall in here. So where are you, and what are you doing? And am I gonna have to clean my boots after I leave here?
You don't clean your boots, Bethany. That's why they're always wet. You didn't fill out a working while removing waste form before you came here, did you?
No. No, I didn't.
You just kind of left, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Left Jonas all alone, didn't you?
Yep.
You're worried about that, aren't you?
No, actually, I'm not. How do you know me and Jonas?
Somebody might be looking for you.
I guess they might.
Somebody might have come to the General Data Acquisition and Storage Department only to find that you left your subordinate in charge of the entire office and disappeared.
Could happen, yeah.
You worried about that?
Not really, no.
But you are worried, aren't you?
I don't actually know. I don't know what I'm feeling anymore.
But that's what Bethany is. That's what Bethany does. Bethany worries.
I think I might be going crazy.
Hey, there we go. I can work with that.
I must just be crazy. I keep thinking. I've always thought, really. I just gotta keep going. It can't be that bad forever. I'll just keep my head down and that's just what I'll do. But that doesn't work, obviously. It's never worked. How could it? So why do it?
What's the alternative?
This, I think.
I'm sorry. So sorry. That's rude. That's really rude of me. There's just something so pitiful about you. No, I just love it. It's so cute.
Again, who are you? What kind of person just hangs out in a waste removal area and tries to play little mind games with somebody? Like, I'm sad, but you're sad.
No, my feelings. My little feelings. Oh, they hurt, Bethany. I never meant to make you feel so upset. I'm not that kind of person. You have to believe me. I'm nice, really. I am. I'll prove it. You want me different? I'll be different. What do you want me to be?
Somebody far away.
Right away, Bethany. Your word is my command, of course. Somebody far away coming right up.
Hi, little Bethy Boots. Look, you done got themselves all grown up and sad.
No.
It's been a little bit, but you still love your caregiver, don't you?
No. You're not.
Oh, still not so good at the whole talking thing, huh? Figures.
Not real. It's 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 not real.
Look, don't blame me for you not specifying. You're gonna cry or just hyperventilate. I'd suggest crying. Easier on the lungs. More fun for everyone who has to be around you.
Stop it.
What's that? Gotta speak up, sweetie pie. There's waste being removed here and it's noisy work.
I said stop it. That wasn't real. You're not real. At this point, I may not be real. Stop it.
There's the fire. Oh my goodness. That was so powerful. The way you kind of raised your voice at me while hiding from the universe in a small waste removal stall. I mean, if I was making a dictionary and I need a picture to go along with the word strength, it's all you. You convinced me. You're right. That was me. Not bad. Seriously, I'm sorry. Let me make it up to you. Who do you want me to be?
Nobody.
Well, there can't be two of us here. That wouldn't make any sense. Come on, don't spoil the fun. It can be anybody. Jonas? You like Jonas. You say you like Jonas, at least.
Hi, Bethany! You left me alone because you couldn't deal with me, even though I'm literally the best version of myself that I've ever been, and quite possibly the only person in the universe that carries any positive feelings for you. I'm the best friend you've ever had or will ever have, and yet you'd be entirely okay with destroying me and everything I love if it meant that the whole universe just stopped for a little bit so that you could get a handle on it. Eventually, you're going to withdraw from me, just like you have everything else in your life without being able to express why. You know that will cause me to internalize even more trauma and quite possibly negate some and slash or all the progress I've made as a person since coming to this ship, but that will all be secondary to your inexplicable need to be alone. I'll be yet another example in your head of somebody that was pleasant to you that you felt the need to run from because you know you don't have the emotional capability to actually be a good friend. I'm Jonas, I like ferns. Bye now!
Some heavy stuff there.
And?
Those walls are just so thick, aren't they, Bethany? Must be why you're so kind to all that's old. Whoops. No, not that, I guess that's not true. I mean, that's why you're so patient. Oh, darn it. No, same problem. I must admit, that's why you're so...
I told you to stop it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That was inappropriate. That's on me. My bad. My bad, everybody. My bad. Just look at that hastily carved vandalism right over your swollen dorsal sac. What's that say, Bethany?
You're taking a number two, but you're number one.
I think Jonas was a bad choice. Plus, you always see Jonas. There's no fun in that. There's no surprise. There's no mystery. Now, Patricia, on the other hand.
Hey, Bethany, I just wanted to let you know, conclusively, that if you were a better person, just in general, I literally wouldn't have had the ability to ruin you like I did for personal gain. Plus, look at it from an outside perspective, and I know that's tough for you because you really like your own view of things, and you, like, literally don't know enough people to understand other viewpoints. But just... okay. So, like, friends don't just do that to each other out of the nowhere, right?
Right.
And we were friends, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We were friends, right?
We were friends.
So at some point, something must have happened. You must have done something. Because friends don't do that to each other. And we used to be friends. And just think about it, Bethany. I am the one who reached out first. I might be shorter, but I'm literally... the bigger person.
Wow. My goodness, it's just all minor chords in here tonight, isn't it? This is an Alexander episode. I just know it. It's depressing like an Alexander episode.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You ever think of how weird it is that nothing bad ever happened to Patricia for what they did? It's like the universe loves balance, right? So bad actions get repaired with bad actions, and yet Patricia is fine. So it almost seems like the universe is, you know, I hate to say it this way, it almost seems like the universe is on Patricia's side in this whole thing, but that's crazy. That's a crazy person talking. I must be in the crazy removal location because it's all coming out of me. But then again, here we are, and Patricia, well, see... that's the thing that's so weird, because they're definitely not having a breakdown of the least used and most filthy waste removal location, are they? Because this is a really small space, and I sure don't see them here. Do you see them here, Bethany? Point at them if you see them, Bethany, like it's a cartoon for children.
Why? Just why?
Look, you're the one that called it a breakdown. I'm just doing my thing. Chilling like a villain. doing some villainy while I chillin'y right here next to Bethany. You know, my thing's pretty cool now I think about it.
I hate your thing, and I hate you.
That's understandable. It's been heavy. It's a tough little episode here. But I'm not all bad. I can be nice. I'll be so nice. Here, hold on. For real this time, I swear. Hang on. This one is a little harder.
My grandbaby Bethany.
No! Never them.
Beth.
Never them. Do not bring Grand Giver Renata into this. You do not say their name. You do not use their voice. You, in fact, don't even get to think about them. And if you try that again, I will smash the back of my head into the wall behind me until there is so much blood in this waste removal location that it can't help but get the attention of every custodial AI in this sector.
And what if that's exactly what I want, huh? What if that's exactly the point of all of this? What if I just want you to hurt yourself and keep hurting yourself again and again and again until by some miracle, the stain of your pathetic little existence is wiped off this unnecessary blip in time that you call a life?
What then, Bethany?
I had a fever once.
Just once?
Hush, I'm talking now. I had a fever once, and Patricia and I were working together, and I didn't know it, but I was just crazy contagious. Like, to the point that only 6 hours into the shift, Patricia was already feeling awful, too. We couldn't even get back to the quarters after work. I must have passed out a little while before the end of the day, and Patricia couldn't do much, and we didn't have enough money for medical, so we just had to kind of deal with it. It must have taken down Patricia, too. Either that, or they just decided to stay with me so I wouldn't wake up alone or something. Either way, we wake up the next day, and there's 2 scraps of what could have been EBI stories on the floor. Actually, more so in the doorway. It's a miracle we didn't get caught. And neither of us remembered finding, or making, or having anything to do with them.
Ooh, a mystery.
One was an abstract collection of quotes from different beings about success and happiness and stuff like that. It was bitter, angry even. Had a dim view of the universe. Honestly, kind of rough. But then there was this little thing. It might not even have been that great, or maybe just comparing it to the other one made it shine, but anyways. It was a transcription of the final thoughts of this little insectoid creature that had been rapidly taken over by a rather aggressive, invasive, and quite advanced fungus. A weird little trick of biology occurred at the exact moment that the main neural connections of the insectoid met the mycelial networks of the fungus. For the tiniest moment, the insectoid creature experienced a heightened state of consciousness unlike anything its species had ever imagined. Just hundreds of levels of complexity beyond what it had already evolved to, all within a few hundredths of a second.
Poor little thing got its mind blown away, huh?
Yeah, you'd think, right? But right before the fungus slipped over what little brain that insectoid had, it thought to itself, in its own simple way, it was worth waking up to get to see the light.
You've been here a good long time.
Yeah. You want to know something sad?
I already know it, but you tell me.
I want to go home.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But I can't. Can I?
Nope.
Because I don't have one.
Yep.
That's a shame.
Hey, look on the bright side. At least nobody saw this. You're alone, in the least used and most filthy waste removal location on the ship. You're crying, and you're hyperventilating a little bit. You're hallucinating from a combination of stress, detox from a series of anxiety repressors, and various gases from previous cleaning attempts that have happened here. You're locked in a stall that you're terrified to come out of, because then you'll have to be alive again. and you're not sure you want to do that anymore. But you will, because the door is about to open, and Hank is going to walk in, and you're going to leave the cell, and you're going to tell Hank about the little insectoid creature, and then about a semi-domesticated stray pet, and then about the alien that got left on the moon when your species incorporated their planet, and then about Stardust and Rocky and the comet that hit their home, and then you'll realize what you're doing, and you'll awkwardly apologize and leave quickly, and you'll compose yourself and re-enter the office, and you'll do your best to hide most of what you feel, because that's what you do, because you're Bethany.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know my name, Bethany?
Yeah, we've met before.
What's my name, Bethany?
You're the end.
Happiness is at the core of everything our company does.
Happiness is what we're trying to sell.
Happiness is something that my job allows me to share with others.
Happiness is a small prey animal indigenous to many systems, which has traditionally been hunted with organically sourced farm-to-table tools.
In order to be happy, we must let go of everything in our lives that causes us to not be happy.
Happiness stems from a series of chemical reactions happening in the body, which can be turned on or off with this simple switch I've inserted into my patient's cornea.
Happiness is a feeling that comes from belonging.
Happiness is a feeling.
Happiness.
Feeling.
Happiness.
Feeling. Happiness.
Feeling.
Happiness.
Feeling. Happiness.
Feeling.
Happiness.
Feeling.
Happiness, I think, is what happens when I know I belong.
Happiness, I think, is what happens when I know I belong.
Happiness, I think, is what happens when I know I belong.
Hey, Bethany.
Hi, Jonas.
It was worth waking up to get to see the light.
Episode 24, But You Can See It From There, was written, produced, and edited by Monty D. Montalegre and Alexander Wolf. Allison Levine voices the character of Bethany. Raimi O. Washington voices the character of Jonas, as well as The End. Ellis McMillan is the robo-archivist. In this episode, the voices were voiced by Joe Hansen, Chase Guthrie Knieven, and Katie Plutz, who also played the insectoid. As always, I'm Leah Cardenas, and I read the ship announcements, as well as the credits. We're going to do a little guided meditation quickly. Breathe. You're alone in a large white operating room. Faceless and definitely evil doctors and nursing staff look down upon your fragile body, ready to ply their despicable trade upon you. And suddenly, you pull out your phone, showing them that you've rated and reviewed Inc. the podcast on your preferred listening platform. The evil medical people melt into nothing, just the stuff of nightmares. Find us online at inkthepodcast.buzzsprout.com for links to all our social media, or connect with us directly at Inc. the Podcast. That's at INC the Podcast. Inc. is a production of Wolf Mountain Workshop. Happiness is productivity. Sandy Bassett.